Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there, listeners out there in Blog Talk Radio land and podcast land, Home Inspector Show land, wherever you're listening to this for. This is Preston Sandlin with Home Inspection Carolina, and I appreciate you tuning into the show, and I hope that the time that you spend or the time that you used on this was worth it. I always want to try to give you a little bit of value. Today I want to talk about septic system inspections. Like I said, I own Home Inspection Carolina. For years and years we did septic inspections. Now it's a separate license. I mean, we can do septic inspections, but because now you have to kind of dig part of it up, it doesn't flow real well with a regular home inspection, so we actually have that done by a separate company now. But I did it for years and fairly well versed on septic inspections, and thought I could give you a little value there. Listening to a podcast obviously doesn't replace having a professional septic inspection. But if you live on a house that has a septic tank, basically it has a tank where the waste, we all know what goes to septic system, where it goes out, and the idea is that it separates it. It separates the water out of the waste, which will go through baffles and out into a drain field, which will go back out into the earth and, actually is kind of, it's water and it's fertilizer and that sort of stuff. The other idea is that bacteria will eat up some of the organic solid part of it. And unfortunately, the sludge or the oil, grease, fats, that sort of thing, you just can't really do anything with it, settles down to the bottom of the tank, and it builds up. And if it ever builds up to a third of the tank or more, you need to have the septic tank pumped. And that's something that you need to have done periodically. If you ever see water on the drain field and you see sort of a grease, which is kind of a rainbowy thing, that's bad. You've got grease and oil. Grease and oil are the enemies of a septic tank. That's why if you are on a septic tank, or actually any, even if you're on city sewer, don't ever pour grease down the down the drain line. It's just really your septic system can't break it down. So the first part of this is, how do you locate the septic system? Well, there are several things you can do. There should be a drawing, especially when you're buying a house. Well, first and foremost, you would ask the current owner, do they know where the septic tank is located? Also, the county should have a drawing of the tank's location. They had to have a permit for it, so there should be a drawing of it. The other thing is, it would be rare that it would be in the front of the house. Be very rare. It can be. You know, you live way out in the country, but it's going to be rare that it would be in the front of the house. It's usually going to be the side or the back of the house. They also have to do a perk test. But if there's a crawl space, one really, inspector's trick is, you go under there and you obviously follow the waistlines and you see which direction, where exactly the waistline's exiting the house. Is it exiting the house on the right, left, or back of the house? And chances are, if it's back, whatever, all right, you see where it's exiting the house via the crawl space, and you go back around to where that pipe exited and kind of follow it out. And chances are it won't be too far away that the septic's going to be there. You're also going to look for greener grass. Grass is always greener on the septic tank. That's not just a saying. Then you can take like a thin rod. I kind of have a sharpened rebar. And you don't want to poke too hard because you don't want to damage the system. But usually after a rain and the ground's really soft, you can start poking down. And, you should be able to hit that concrete within 12 inches or so or less. And you'll find out about where the septic tank is. And then from there, you should also have a drain field. You need to know where this is. A couple of things, too. It's good to know you never want any type of heavy equipment on this. If you're ever having any landscaping done a moving truck, anything like this should never cross over where your septic line or your drain field is. So anyway, a couple of things about that. Thin metal rod. You can also use a metal detector. Some of them have, you know, a little bit of metal somewhere, so that helps you locate it. But you should know, if you move into a house, you really, really should know where your septic tank is. The other thing, you don't want any water or well anywhere close to a septic, and the septic shouldn't be close to a stream or anything of that nature. Okay. Now, people always ask me, well, what's the capacity of the tank? They said for a four-bedroom house, you should have, you know, 1,200 gallons. Yeah, I've kind of heard that. A minimum of 1,000 gallons, just about, or, you know, kind of a rule of thumb, 250 gallons per bedroom, so to speak. Where you get in trouble is where they've added onto a house and added bedrooms or whatever, and they haven't, you know, the original septic tank was set for the number of bedrooms to begin with. So that's something you want to check into. Again, the health department would be great with this, unless the house is really, really old. Everything that they had to do with the septic tank, there should be permits and inspections that have been done on it. Okay, let's talk about the drain field. So basically you have I know we're on the radio here or on the podcast, so you really can't see this, but you have this big tank, right? And there's usually like there's chambers, and the sludge falls down to the bottom. Then you kind of have the open space. You sort of have the inlet and the outlet. You have these baffles that, you know, keep the solid from going out but allow the liquid to exit, which goes out the drain field. And then the idea is that the solid, the bacteria, will eat up the solids and the sludge falls to the bottom. Sludge is bad. We don't like sludge because it builds up to a certain point. Again, we have to get it pumped. Another thing is, if a house has been vacant for a while, you can buy, you might have to reintroduce the bacteria. I mean, usually like bacteria, you think of bacteria being bad. But as far as your septic system goes, bacteria is good because it's breaking down those solids, which is good. You might have to reintroduce that by just flushing it down the toilet, that sort of thing. Now, as far as inspecting, you know, this is, you're really going to have a professional, but there are some telltale signs to know that if your system is bad. Figure out where the drain field is. You know, it shouldn't have, you know, standing water in the drain field. You shouldn't see any grease. I've done them before, and I could just see the grease, the sludge, because you could see the rainbowy, you know, color. That was bad. That was the system that needed to be pumped in a bad way. The other thing is, you could send, this is kind of a catch-22. They sell dye packets you can flush down the toilet, and obviously, you know, you run the water, run the toilet, run the you know, run all the faucets, run the tub, fill all that up, and if you see the dye material out there, that system needs some help. It's failing. But just because you don't see the dye doesn't mean that it's not failing either. So that's kind of a thing. But if you do see the dyed water, it absolutely is failing. That is something you can do, but it's, you know, it's not 100%. There also should be a date or record of when it was last pumped. Now, people always ask, well, how often does it have to be pumped? Well, there's so many variables in that. You know, it depends on how many people live there. Were they pretty vigilant and not, you know, putting stuff down the drain that shouldn't go down the drain? You know, and even the amount of people. I mean, I'm not trying to get gross or anything, but you know, certain people put off a lot more waste than other people put off. So that, even that itself is not a real fast rule. Get it inspected. Get it inspected. But, you know, the thing you want to do yearly is look for any water, greasy water, anything in the drain field especially, just something that's abnormal. Another thing that can really make a system fail sooner than it needs to is if you have any leaky pipes, leaky toilet, where you're just constantly putting, you know, you're overflowing that thing all the time. That's not good for a septic system as well. you know, like I said, you don't want to run any heavy equipment over it, anything like that. You want to make sure your bacteria in there is pretty active. The baffles are working and the bacteria is eating the organic solid waste, which it will tend to do, and that you're not having too much sludge. That's a healthy septic system. Let me see. I think that's probably about it. Again, you really want to know where your septic system is. If you've been, you know, nobody's lived in the house for a while, again, you may want to reintroduce. They sell some, I think it's kind of like yeast or bacteria that you can put down your toilet, that sort of thing. A couple other things about drain fields. You never want a sprinkler system there. You don't want to saturate because that soil, we actually, I have a septic system and a drain field back there. We have sprinkler on the front of our house, but we don't have sprinklers back there on the drain field because you don't want to saturate that soil because it needs to absorb the water from the septic system. Again, just looking for abnormalities, things not going down the drain. And, you know, wherever you have a drain field, all you want is grass. You don't want any trees, bushes, or anything like that because those roots will get into it and you know, impede the drain flow. And even if you have a normal, this is what happens more often than not, people are on a city sewer or something, the pipe's going out the front, but they have a huge oak tree in the front yard, and the oak tree, you know, or I don't mean to pick on oak trees, any kind of tree, but they seem to have quite a vast root system. They'll wrap around those pipes and squeeze it to the point that, you know, stuff is not going down the drain. And that's a rather expensive, you know, they have to dig it up and replace that section of pipe and cut those roots back. So anyway, I hope that has been helpful. How do you know if you're on city sewer or septic? Well, do you get a bill, a septic bill from the city? And I didn't mean to sound arrogant there, but that would be a telltale sign. Also, if you know, if you go to the crawl space and the drain goes right out the front, chances are you're on city. If it goes out the side or the back, chances are you're going to be on some type of septic system. You know, what are the neighbors on? You know, and if you live in a rural area, you usually have a septic system. And that's even, you know, some areas in the city were once rural, and then city sewer, they hooked up the city sewer. But just ask your neighbors, check with the health department, because if there is a septic system, they have to have a permit, and there should be some record of it there down at the health department with the county that you live in. I hope this has been helpful, guys. Again, this is Preston Sandlin with Home Inspection Carolina here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We perform inspections in Charlotte, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Asheville in the surrounding areas of all three of those. If we can ever be of help, please let us know. Check out our website at homeinspectioncarolina.com or at askthecharlotteinspector.com. Thanks a lot, and I appreciate your time. If this has been beneficial, I'd be most grateful, and I'd be very grateful to you if you'd leave a review. And again, thanks a lot. Thank you.